As Hoon Ron Rishera Clare Shaw, Clenna Gael, Smiley M. Shuish Altiger. This is Robert Cadine Carswell here, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tale of old Bobby Bob?
Bringing you another edition of this programme which goes by the name of Clenna Gael. In Clenna Gael, there's a thread in the English language, as Snae Elias a Gilg, and another thread in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banacht and you reach, where we were looking at a 19th century magazine called Bentley's Miscellany, and from it we heard a poem called The Manxman and His Visitor. At the end of the story there's a little background information, so we'll look at that this time. This was reprinted in an anthology of 1858. On scald us na bain, ta squila corcunta enyachtach den a bain elia, je uren sherry boxer sa tailier sons Willingdon. A chonsior an immer casquila cochled altajum, henk tusted air a shallage as ren the sulian begeg a cow shilligan bew the auris by chauga chow, rosh merene gulair. Edmund Goodwin made several copies of what's generally called the Clegg collection of music collected in the island by John Clegg and the Gill brothers in the 1890s. Goodwin gave the tunes names in Manx, but in fact many of those names were just translations of songs which were very well known in English. This is a title that didn't need any translation. It's called John Riley, a song that was popular not just in the island but much further afield, as this version by Joan Byers attests. Tashu Gaes Jachrish, Radio Vanning, Stashun the Nashun, Skeliena Wush Dulish, Ellen Vanning.
Strange young man, passerby, said, "Fair maid, will you marry me?" This then, sir, was her reply. "Oh, no, kind sir, I cannot marry thee. Sails all on the seas. He's been gone for 7 years. Still no man shall marry me." "What if he's in some deep salt sea? What if he's found another love, and he and his love both married be?" "If he's in some battle slain, drowned in the deep salt sea, I'll be true to his memory." "And if he's found another love, and he and his love both married be, I wish them health and happiness where dwell across the sea. He picked her up all in his arms, and kisses gave her one, two, three.
Joan Baez and the song John Riley, a version of which was collected in the Isle of Man in the 1890s. Bentley's miscellany had been founded in 1836 by Richard Bentley, the third generation of his family involved in publishing. He chose as his first editor of the magazine Charles Dickens, and Dickens published Oliver Twist in Bentley's miscellany in monthly instalments. The magazine, in fact, went out of Richard Bentley's ownership for some time, but later he bought it back again. As we heard, some of the contributions to it were in rhyme, and some were republished in this anthology we're referring to in 1958 as Bentley's Ballads, under the editorship of Dr. John Doran. And Dr. John saw these stories in rhyme as successors to the Inglesby legends, if you're familiar with those. There's no author ascribed to the poem we heard, The Manxman and His Visitor, but if it was written by John Doran, he must have had some help with content from someone, well, either living in the island or who had access to some folkloric and geographic information. As I say, there's some information given in the 1858 anthology into which we shall dip. For fissa jitdeisen as eshen, der au fau am a jackal, ker vei courage me geet deg a tref a boxer, courage ar sool. Gau shar tans jain the bay in taster, der au cowra er a van, ren corlesh boxer ar sool, but your cabal. As rened the fear sairacha, de yinu brewnus, der au boxer guller cor, gus a but your cabal heen. Vei bunnus erskin credu a squealer, de vodach berche be veich a bol venach. Gyn awr ysr yn eilach mach dy jimwsach, ys ei sgwtiol y ffam a negas col ymarach fai tiawg y llaw. Gyn awr ys, fy ffisoch dy rawn yn li jailach enioel y Cymreg Napoleon na sien a sien. Och, sfyr eisach fy'n bwnge. Rosh nish, bylesh y fwt yw'r cafel fy'n fan, ys fe er na chionach e, an egan er li bech, na raw ar ffeintl ffos herys y chan enam. Sien yn ach hen cymarnas dy fe on, Smoor va faceless in the bane looked out sure a clashin.
Ticket, yes, that really came up at Queen Accord, Uncle Mawerthu,
Welsh band Kilmeri and the song Umson. As tre high squealer air, the hajig amach tullium in foint and jallo ach jeliavi vesh boxer, a karel yindesach for gotchege, ern stuchen yis kostelach, ern son ren Napoleonik in smullin er a costas, ren na auris and gerinach och lyer soul, as van trimsche denia der besning gumreg, ern a vinache, lorisje smullin der awi manre tre huri bes. Henkrish Napoleon Heen, Sir Chaglam, Jaduni, Ergain, as René Fograch amach o Red Gier on Sonna Boxer. Snyau Fossewul ve de Grey, de Chorles Corp Marun in Gumreg, Sonva Doberan, de Hon Luche is a Gaultus, och, va Ordach ave Courageges on Slongan Moor de ve Jint Vina Lorison on Scare a Thai Erenjach, as Courage Erai Voxer. As on Slenege ve Fon a Muchen, Cumbal Jenner Moor Cunyachdi uns Honor Boxer. The poem, The Manxman and His Visitor, Bentley's Ballads tells us, describes a Manxman, and helpfully says, and a Manxman means an inhabitant of the Isle of Man, who was of a cruel disposition when a boy, cruel when a young man, and cruel to the last. In this manner, the devil had power over him all his life, and comes to claim him before he dies. It will be seen that in his dream he's permitted to look back upon his past errors, and the fact of his having on that very day killed so innocent a bird as a robin is a sore sting to his conscience. His evil spirit comes at first in the shape of an ancient dame, and then appears as a more hideous figure. The devil is made to assume a form that is, the evil conscience incarnates its awful guilt. The Manx people believe in apparitions or second sight, and are forewarned of the death of others. That's stirring stuff, eh? The Chieftains and Omani's Frolics. Stasiwn yr asiwn ta radio fan yn astasiw geis Jacris Clenegale. Meryn Pyn, Robert Cydyn Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Bentley's Ballads goes on. From a letter to Dr. Sir Cheverel to the celebrated Addison, it appears that the wise and learned have given credit to this belief. This is about the Manx people having believing in apparitions or second sight and being forewarned of death. And so, who is Dr. Henry Sir Cheverel? Dr. Sir Cheverel is the man I'm trying to refer to. This will be Dr. Henry Sir Cheverel, a High Church Anglican clergyman. In fact, he was brought to trial in 1710 at the bar of the House of Commons by the Whig government and was found guilty of giving incendiary sermons against those wanting to separate church and state. Well, in fact, bringing him to the bar of the House of Commons for impeachment backfired on the Whigs. The trial was one of the factors that led to a Tory landslide victory in the subsequent general election. The celebrated Addison that he sent a letter to will be Joseph Addison, the son of a family friend, in fact, whom Henry Sir Cheverel encouraged to publish The Account of the Great English Poets. And this Dr. Henry Sir Cheverel referred to was a relative from another branch of the Sir Cheverel family to William Sir Cheverel, who was governor of the island in 1692 and 1693. Hug Napoleon Kion an ore dega lesh cunyach den de rai re kielach boxer. Nim avrachin as jeji, as to Napoleon cart de kinjach. Ren kielach fede grey, as berid maia de jinnach dach bech ud de glacha desen heen. A lad pointed son of Janair Moore, va van grosser erna imman she's fi Willingdon, as hug a kissed ye moor foist jach egatai ernyach. Al nee shen, henk a fire jay, goiler ran the garu as the tarmenach, as gair de sen, henk riddenach va firel gurish tushem mach elgesach, as va kyon courage air mush nenjeger a chlag, lesh smosh fi voor de glanne. Geren peeg en jach glazig as a taier en jach roosmon lae a lae a gain. As hij fogel me giet, de rounde mochen, vij bol en jach na bol elje, er chas na an ugid, de chionnige dausen hien, kist je elje, dost je bij.
Sa tu yengeli ambocht suri orum harishus lok kved der in lesh ma kui as eskeshen da fuse mi vaki kavo vanya ben vaki hinech makito hayat bandu lesh and now in deru rosh da brejer and Drop shoe nose, nish kibi maki, by the cavern, ban ya bed, tashe, and mean and by, chin shore as be you keep, and chak to jow, cur as she, the kapas the cloth, cur as she, ser plak, tabro by as, poki of the lion, sush,
another song collected in the island. That was the song Ilium Bach, this time in the Manx language, performed by Barul with Jamie Smith on vocals. Hai Blienten Sha, Hank Nimbachan Stiachon as Hayad Mach Rish, Ren Bechen Gieren a Bein Sairacha Sha, Hank Train Rau Pecher B as Vakunyanega Erna Shan Lane Roshan Yiri Mach, Erlima J. Clover, Benjamin, Moses a fiach, as cius de vochen. Maru va Muriel. Va Bluebell, Jessie, as pincha maru. Va Jones maru nis, hu reshen bes, ons tais, ons sheer vestuli, ons erdelien a chira. Va Snowball, gerudit. Fy bocs y gyrwyddyd, erlymau eich ffern y ges fe enoch ersyn. Sian le rawr fy clof yn ish, niaw lwbach na oltanec, as benec na sŵlianec dy fe carbegach. Fe i def len yr skin yn eis dy fe na taw, och, ons ffyrnys chyraw bech yr bi ar jyt dy fe na haw ons riechyd. Fy'n ai mychion cor yliadu, cornel yn abyr son ben fy rai yn seis, ar fe gyrwydyd ffodd ahead a henna. Dr. Doran goes on to quote from an elegant writer who travelled in the island. And in fact it's possible to trace the words as being from David Robertson's book, which is, as it says on its title page, A Tour Through the Isle of Man, to which is subjoined a review of the Manx history. And it was first published in 1794. David Robertson was a customs officer who'd been based in the island, and his book includes his own eyewitness account of the wreck of the Herring Fleet in Douglas Bay on the 21st of September 1787. To return to Dr. Doran now, an elegant writer who travelled in the island says, and he quotes here from David Robertson, "Without being guilty of presumption, we may impute these superstitions of the Manx to a native melancholy, cherished by indolence and heightened by the wild, solitary and romantic scenes to which they are habitually accustomed." Off to Scotland now, Mary McInnish gives us a bit of Percy Beale. And there was some Percy Beale performed by Mary McInnish, and the Pershty Beal was developed at a time when pipes particularly were banned in Scotland, and so they developed these nonsense rhymes which were very rhythmic, and they could dance to those with people singing them, and that became the tradition of Pershty Beal. And Dr. Doran now continues to quote from David Robertson. A Manxman, amid his lonely mountains, reclines by some romantic stream, the murmurings of which lull him into a pleasing torpor. Half slumbering, he sees a variety of imaginary beings which he believes to be real. Sometimes they resemble his traditionary idea of fairies, and sometimes they assume the appearance of his friends and neighbours. Presuming on these dreams, the Manx enthusiast predicts some future event, and should anything similar occur, he fancies himself endowed with the gift of prescience, and thinks, disturbs his own happiness and that of others, and then disturbs his own happiness and that of others. I make no doubt, continues this author afterwards, obviously Dr. Doran's continuing to quote David Robertson, but amid hideous solitudes, a man of a melancholy or superstitious mind may insensibly form visions of some dreadful calamity he is about to suffer, and which may not only receive strength but even completion from a sombrous imagination heightened by traditionary terrors. Nish, for Napoleon the cholach moch len ezit, as an trimidjege, care clan as feed. Gerouwer voor squealer, scorn we able de fag en mach as na soelienegger. Geneach shan Benjamin va four sonnen goed smoe, mor we rieu. Limme jay we beggen de smoel jeer, machon de cabinegger. As near as best boxer, na scromi as na stostach na we rieu. Va creaturen forden a schlie ons eru a galtus nish, ne jain ar our bishige gemoor as va jerkelrish ons na blienten morgen. Va imidi bain ernen rugge, dausen na rauwen iri machach, shannach as fes, courage magiet trud biel arish, as va fear elje ernen gionnache na ren riu klaschen machion a lied rosh ma denkad. Va tri kabel ege galtus nish, chamas clover, va nin bain brau inrich, nyn ofri yn arltach, as nyn gymreg yn maia, ach, fifol fenach. Tan Skoswas, a tune by the musicians for the Tan Hadawr dance group from Cornwall. Shodew Stasiwn yn Asiwn, Radio Fanin. Se Clare Nigailt yn Clare Sio, Mish, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Henke mach, na raw fer y bijaw Abel Dyn sych yn Aberliet, sia yn letter B. Renad saech y jeid y chwliw ryd fe yn sy'n daw mychion yn iri mach, as mychion bwnnau yn y fechrys. As yr lleif a'i clover, er y son fy armoc grys mor mec gi. Ach, stw tjeilach feid yr awyr tigl mon o je. Fy ra smw eg ych awt ys nish, as fi reich ych na sie. Fy ir yw'r ei jint na smw leis de far fy cionich fai maisha Pilkington. Fy cion yr ei courage dy spi tjeilach er y wulion gei fy ier y hall. As belesha gaultus nish mullion wooly, as trogged a trech er hon heen. As ver rager and the chroglan noelia, as ver rager and the chroglan noelia, ave courage jack on. For whimper, echonach a desen heen, curt vardy. Ach ni ai, charau imid jint jen wullion gay, the yentan poor lectrach. Vimid jint ji de vye aru. As ren shen cos na von deish brow urged oil. And we go on with the what we're saying about the Manx and their native melancholy and their beliefs in superstition and second sight. With the world of spirits we are little acquainted, but I can never reconcile it to our ideas of the majesty, wisdom, and benevolence of the deity, that he should communicate to a few indolent recluses such revelations of the unknown world as could only flatter vanity or accelerate human misery. And there he ends the quote. This is the quote from David Robertson. Thus speaks our author, says Dr. Doran. But we must remember that all nations in all ages have believed in supernatural agencies. Whoever has read the delightful letters of the younger Pliny will remember not only the account of the haunted house at Athens, but the firm impression made on Pliny himself and the best orators and others of that learned age by the circumstance of dreams. Brutus and Bonaparte, Caesar and Lord Clarendon, with a host of others, all attest remarkable things, but the subject is one which requires no mean investigation. This is a bit more down to earth, I suppose, relating to Animal Farm in a way. Had Maip Mon, and this is the turnip seeds on the island of Anglesey. This is the group Fiddle Faddle, that they are a team of dancers and singers and musicians. So this is Fiddle Faddle from Anglesey, and this Mon, and Had Maip Mon.
Had Maip Mon.
And that's a little round Had Maip Mon. It's perhaps a little nonsense one. It's a bit of a riddle in a way, and it's the turnip seeds of Mon. If you sow them early, they'll come. And if they don't come, they won't come. And if they do come, they will come. And the first part of it refers to the turnip seeds being sown, sow them early, and they'll come. That's the turnip seeds. But the next part, and if they don't come, they won't come. And if they do come, they will come. That refers apparently to crows, who are attracted, of course, to root the seas out of the ground again. So, a little round from Ynysmon, the Isle of Anglesey, Had Maip Mon, performed by Fiddle Faddle. But back again now to the Bentley's ballads. And at present, it may be best consistent with good sense to observe that there seems to be as much temerity in never giving credit to dreams as there is superstition in always doing so. It appears to me, says an eminent critic, that the true medium between the two extremes is to treat them as we would a known liar. We are sure he mostly relates falsehoods. However, nothing hinders that he may sometimes speak the truth. And that's what the eminent critic had to say, quoted by Dr. Doran. And Dr. Doran goes on now. The Isle of Man has a population of 50,000, and the literary acquirements of the inhabitants have greatly increased of late years. Much commercial activity and bustle prevail, and far too much litigation also. Of course, this is something for which the Manx were reputed, the amount of times they went to law, took out lawsuits, vexatious litigation, and it's perhaps something that the Manx took with them to America, which seems to suffer from the same thing. So much commercial activity and bustle prevail, and far too much litigation also, but still her noble hills and secluded glens may be silently and deeply enjoyed. Van a bain gavrach at the craia troggle mullion ghe elierish. Treven fair shen gint van fogel gulagre, vech na dynamo and courage jach on. Och na nichen de chor solid, jousen va squeela cute the rower ninsach in the bain de gremel, na stolen lech salgich and lectrach as ustiche as fur on thou, as a chacht in ovry tree lane, crowed nishkel a lot machion. Ren Napoleon Kremmer ein en lied shen, mar nais spirit de vegeris. Van eer vanrus vedegrij, na lai ons avrige de kraai, as ons aard bergi spereelach. Ons aard enjach ve djien mar de rauwe galtes er jit de vene spurtje. Gin kor erne been heen de ve vegne spurtje. Er limme de jaru, djene mochen is na maadi. Fod I draw Sean's pert er no draw chwilin muck as chwilin moda on. Now here's a crossover band, as it were, with some musicians from India performing with them, but others are from Northern Ireland and from England. This is the band Moonshee and the song Fair and Tender Ladies. Thank you.
charming. Love is pretty.
That was the band called Moonshee, as you heard. They include harp and fiddle, but also sitar and tabla coming in there as well as guitar. So that's Fair and Tender Ladies, performed by Moonshee, and the vocal was by fiddle player, in fact, Rachel Button. Chene nach raune creaturen sio gavrach eurer no sioch hin, va over gin geraan. Mannach raus squealer you ski j saljikamach ons oseres as reche gautus. Van moerengen over shaw j sauced around the bain elia, ro al morach to the higgle. And we go back to the Bentley's Ballads, the anthology that was published in 1858, taken from things that had already been published in Bentley's Miscellany a little earlier on. And this is Dr. John Doran, the editor of it, and he's explaining something about the background to the poem that we've heard, which was The Manxman and His Visitor. And he concludes his words of wisdom here. The fame of Bishop Wilson has made the island renowned in many lands, and caused her to be called the Sacred Isle. The Manx clergy are liberal and gentle in their views, far more so than the sectaries, and would do honour to a more polished and learned country than Manxland will be for a while. So that's the rather sniffy conclusion to the information given by the editor, Dr. Doran, with the poem that we heard, as I say, The Manxman and His Visitor. As a sen, signed on Corcion Erechle Shaw Rish. There'll be a news bulletin at 7 o'clock with Sean Cowper, plus the weather, and then it'll be time to join Chris Pearson for another Chill Out Sunday. So that'll be coming up, as I say, after the news, a special news bulletin coming up at 7 o'clock. Achnish, we finish with a Laridae, a Breton dance played by the band Aveldro, including a great friend to the island, Christian, a frequent dancer and musician at Dunkruniach over a good number of years. Until next time then, this is Robert Cutin Carswell, Robert Carslach,
old Bobby Bob,
wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a chrieri ulu, as Ortsilie, as me Irian shared you ulu. We'll be right back.
Thank you.